Then there's many steps along the way as to where a problem may lie. I mean, I'm not saying this is the case, but I mean, I have read many times over the years of postal carriers who were caught with an apartment full of junk mail that they didn't want to deliver. I mean, something that size could be thought to be junk mail, but for it to not be delivered repeatedly is a mystery to me.
I'm sorry. I think there are way too many problems that I think can be covered in this call. But I will say that the lack of response to people who made a request continues to be a problem. If someone has requested a replacement ballot and it's determined that the person didn't qualify in the membership period, a phone call or an email to that person that says, hey, we saw that your payment came in October of 2007 and therefore you don't qualify.
Okay, well, let me address that.
No, please, Stacey, allow me to finish my question.
Okay, go ahead.
A response to the inquiry when the inquiry is made would avoid three or four communications by the same person, the frustration that builds up when you have to do that. In addition, it is possible that our records are inaccurate, so that instead of saying to someone, hey, you only contributed $15, and you needed to have contributed $25 in order to qualify to vote, we don't send out that communication that says we have a record of $15. So someone is not then able to respond, oh, I was paying in installments, so you may have five $15 payments from me. Instead, they keep sending their requests into this black hole that is voicemail or email, and they don't get a response. That is profoundly disrespectful, not to mention a waste of human energy.
Well, yeah, I agree, and we need to be available to communicate. Part of it is workload, of course, but I took on the replacement ballot fulfillment for WBAI after the injunction was lifted, and I have sent a form letter to everybody who was not on the mailing list to inform them that, and there were only about 50 of them, and of those, four have gotten back to me and said, no, I did qualify during that period, and here's the information, and those people all got ballots. The others will have to realize, oh, no, I didn't qualify during that year from September to August, or whatever it happens to be. So I did make a point of communicating with everybody, and anybody who responded that said, yes, I am a member, we took a look at that information, and but most of them did not respond again once they'd gotten that, because I think they realized that they actually weren't members. And we have people requesting ballots who haven't been a member since at least 2003. So it's, I agree that there may be problems with the database, but that's something that the stations and the foundation has to address. That's something that's completely out of the hands of the election supervisors. And let me say also that the list that I have is the mailing list that was generated by the stations, and we don't have access to MEMSIS directly, so I can't look up who paid what when. I have to rely on the subscriptions department to do that research for me. And it's been very frustrating, of course, during the last couple of weeks since the injunction got lifted at WBAI, that the fund drive has been underway for the virtually the whole period, and so, understandably, the subscriptions and premiums people have not been available to help research that information and verify people who claim that they are members. But today, I did get a response from the subscriptions person at BAI, and who verified a few people and said that the others had not subscribed during the proper period, or were even not on the database at all.
Okay.
So why,
other committee members have questions?
Yeah, please.
Yes, this is Yosh. Hi there, Casey.
Hi, Yosh. How are you?
Real good, thanks. I had a question. I have a question regarding the upcoming BAI election and whether you're proposing either a hand count or would that be a computer count?
Okay. We discovered in attempting to do a recount at KPFK that there are some serious problems with the software that we didn't know when we were doing the KPFA election. And one of those problems is that when there are invalid ballots that have been scanned, that is, ballots whose PIN numbers were voided because we supplied a duplicate ballot or for whatever reasons. We also had some photocopies of ballots, that kind of thing. But the software, the Abbey Form Reader software, is supposed to put up a red flag for invalid ballots. And it was doing it for some of them, but not for all of them. And to my knowledge, the elections work group has not yet isolated that problem and found out exactly why that's happening. So at least the verification of ballots has to be done by hand so that we can make sure we have only valid ballots that we're counting. Another problem, which is more easily addressed, is the Choice Plus Pro software. And unless you put in a separate field for each write-in candidate, that it will lump all the write-in candidates together. Mm-hmm. And what happened at KPFA, for instance, is about six or eight candidates who were lower ranked got eliminated before the write-ins were eliminated and redistributed. So actually, if the write-ins had been redistributed first, it may have. I don't know. I haven't run the data this way. But if the write-ins were distributed before any of the ballot listed candidates were eliminated, then it might have pushed them up into a higher ranking and a different outcome, possibly. So those are a couple of technical problems with the computer counts. They're certainly not things that can't be fixed, but I'm not sure we'll have a fix in time for the WBAI election.
This is Jan. I have a question.
Sure, Jan.
Jan Goodman. From KPFK.
Rob.
Hi, Casey. Rob, did you have a question before?
After
were you before
Jan,
me?
After Jan.
Okay. One is I wanted to know if the elections working group is actually working, because it was my impression that they were sort of in abeyance, but I'm not sure about that. And the second question is, what is happening and what is the timeline for redistributing the votes that had been distributed to Ajamu that both you and Dan Siegel said you were planning to redistribute those votes. I'm wondering what's happening and what's the timeline?
Well, my primary focus has been on WBAI because the last thing we want to do is drop the ball there and end up with replacement ballots not being delivered and other problems that might throw out that election. It's really, So I was basically told that I'm being cut off. My employment and whether there's going to be time to do that, I don't know. But certainly, I'd be happy to work with the elections work group, and I think they come together as needed. Yes, sometimes they are, as you say, in abeyance, but I have had my hands full with this to the point that I haven't really dealt with it. Michael Lauer, who was brought in by the lead plaintiff in that lawsuit, had to leave town for a few weeks, and he's just gotten back. And he had possession of the laptop we were using for that election. So we haven't made our plans yet on how to undertake this problem. My feeling is that, like I said, a computer account, which is what apparently was asked for, I haven't gotten anything in writing, by the way, on the PNB motion. I wasn't brought in to address the PNB about it and explain to them what was going on. They made a decision without conferring with me. But apparently they decided that it's a computer count, which, as I mentioned, that there are a few flaws in the, and I didn't address all of them, but we do have some software problems. If we go that route, I think it'd be rescanning all the ballots and rescanning only the valid ballots so that we don't have a problem with the red flagging, and then go on to I don't know if you're familiar with the software, but basically it gives you on the screen you can see the whole ballot, but and not enough detail, so you either need a magnifying glass or you can blow up a part of the ballot, but then you don't see it all in context. And you have to look at not every ballot, but there are you know, certain percentage of ballots that require human intervention in deciding what the intent of the voter was. And so that's sort of a eye-straining, mind-numbing work, and it takes, people have made quite an underestimate of how much time that takes. But I can give you an example, is that when we did the KPFK vote count, things were going so badly that I decided to do a hand count at the same time as they were working on the computer count, and we finished the hand count 11 days before the computer count was finished.
Well, I think that there are different versions of the reasons for that. But we can get to that some other time.
Okay. Before I call on Rob, since there have been a couple of references and questions about the elections working group at KPFK, I wanted to ask if it would be okay with the committee if we invite onto the call right now someone who was on this committee last year and very active member of the elections working group, Jack Van Aken, who is listening to the call, and just have him clarify what their status is and, you know, any comments on some of these technical questions. Is there any objection to bringing him on?
How are we on time, Chair?
We have 15 more minutes on this item. If there's no objection, then I'll go ahead and call him, and while I do that, Rob, you go ahead with your question.
Bob, I'd like to get on stack. It's Bonnie.
Okay, so Rob and then Bonnie. Go ahead, Rob.
Rob?
Rob, are you there? Rob Robinson?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I beg your pardon.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Casey, you told us that there were problems with the software that prevented you doing the computer count. And you were talking about something about red flags and so on and so forth. Do you have any documentation from the vendor that we purchased this from that explains what the problem is and that says that we can't use it to do tabulations?
Yes, I do have some documentation, and I will say that the vendor, not the person we originally, that the person we originally dealt with the Abby organization, ABBYY, is now with a different organization, but they also promote Abby Form Reader, and Ilya Adomikov has been very helpful throughout the whole process. The last I spoke with him about that, he was surprised that we were having the problem. It's actually Jack Van Aken who identified the problem of the of not all the invalid ballots being red flagged. But he didn't know at that point what the problem was, and I have not spoken with him since. So, okay.
My question is very precise. Do you have a document from the vendor, whoever the vendor is, that says that the software system cannot be used to conduct tabulations of elections?
No, it doesn't say that at all. But what the software is primarily designed for is form reading, and includes all kinds of forms, ballots only being one. In fact, it's sort of an unusual use for their software.
Yeah, but could we see the letter so that we understand why we can't conduct computerized tabulation of the elections? Because, quite frankly, your explanation made no sense. So could we look at the letter from the vendor that says that the software is not capable of being used to tabulate the elections?
No, it does. Of course, there's nothing that says that. But, you know...
Well, could we see the letter from the vendor?
Well, Les Radke may have gotten that. I've never seen any such thing.
But you said you had a letter from the vendor that said that there was a problem with the software.
No, I said we had telephone conversations with Ilya. And the problem with the software was discovered by the election work group and the people who were doing the tabulation at KPFK. It wasn't that the software vendor alerted us to the fact. It was the other way around.
Well, how do we know what the problem is with the software that renders it incapable of conducting the election unless we can document that?
I didn't say it's incapable. What I said was that there's a software bug that needs to be identified, isolated, and fixed. Certainly that, you know, there's always, you know, any big program you write is going to have lines of software, you know, lines of instructions that may be slightly bad. Maybe there's a missing comma. I don't know, you know.
I don't know either, but your explanation didn't make any sense. So how can we identify what the difficulty is with the software that renders it incapable of being used for elections? Because I personally don't think that hand tabulations are the way to go. So how can we figure out what the specific problem is that has been, you know, that has been adduced by Ilya or whoever the person is, whether they're a vendor or a consultant or whatever? How does this committee find out specifically what the problem is that makes it necessary not to do computer tabulations?
I think that perhaps there were errors in the previous elections that we were not aware of, and that we have just become aware of this problem where not all invalid ballots are identified, and therefore invalid ballots are being included in the count.
But does that mean that there's a problem with the software, or does that mean that we don't know how to operate the software properly?
That means with the software that it's not red flagging all the invalid ballots.
Well, how can we get, Casey, with respect, how can we get somebody that knows the system to tell us what the problem is so that we can use the system to do what we paid many thousands of dollars for it to do, which is to tabulate elections?
I agree with you, and I'd say the absolute most knowledgeable person about this is Ilya. And also Jack Van Aken.
Well, can you explain to us how we can contact him?
Hold on, Rob. Jack Van Aken has just joined the call.
Okay,
so
fine.
Jack,
there's a second part to my question.
Okay, I'll come back to you, but Jack, do you want to comment on this whole question about the what Casey is saying are problems with the software, the failure to put up red flags when ballots have been voided, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I didn't personally have the problem with the software not putting up red flags. That seemed to start happening after I had either been, you know, moved aside from the process, or it seemed that Michael Lauer and Casey Peters had taken over the process, and they, at some point, it became clear. I think I might have actually been the one who noticed as I was observing that some ballots were marked as invalid, but they weren't putting up a red flag. I'm not aware that there was ever any effort to correct that problem. I don't know if somebody contacted Elia and if they solved it. I think there were some emails about red flag issues, but they might have been related to something else. I can't remember. But it doesn't seem to me like this is something that would stop the whole show. There's got to be a workaround. It seemed that the software was correctly identifying invalid barcodes. It just wasn't setting up the red flag icon. It was, however, catching them. So even if the software, for instance, you would think one thing you would try if it was such a problem is to reinstall the software. Sometimes files get corrupted. We've all had experience with that, those of us that use computers quite a bit. That would be, you know, first thing you could try. I don't know if that was ever tried. At that point, I was at a level of frustration where I thought that I had spent enough time, enough hours at the Peace Center, and that it was probably time for somebody else to devote a sizable chunk of their life to this.
Jack, what was your frustration caused by?
Well, we had done a lot of work on scanning ballots, doing a lot of manual data entry, you know, several hours driving down to the Peace Center, and waiting, spending a lot of time waiting for things to start to happen, spent a lot of time just, you know, doing nothing but standing around watching things not happen.
Why was
that was
not
frustrating.
Happening?
Finally, we did manage to secure a complete set of scan ballots that were acceptable for the program to read. You know, it takes quite a bit of training. I'm suggesting 20 hours to learn to use FormReader, which translates the ballot image, the electronic ballot image, into data that can be read by Choice Plus Pro, which is freely available tallying software. Once somebody is proficient in using FormReader and has done some sample elections with Pacifica ballots and learned the ropes, so to speak, then if the person, you know, has the right aptitude and the right attitude, I think, you know, then you can go ahead and, you know, complete the election. The problem is the proposal that I thought we had a deal on when a group of us met at Michelli's fell apart in various ways, and what was going to be a computer recount was then announced to be a demonstration count, and the procedure that I had proposed that everybody had agreed to was that Michael Lauer and I would handle the computer and that the National Election Supervisor would adjudicate problem ballots that seemed to require an independent party, responsible party, to do that. This all seemed to fall apart. First of all, the recount was declared not to be a serious recount, but just a demonstration. I'm not quite sure for what purpose.
By Casey.
Yeah, and then I went out and got some dinner at the farmer's market. When I came back, the National Election Supervisor was using the software, and when I suggested that maybe I should be using it, the answer was no. And so this seemed to be the complete collapse of whatever the proposal had been. And at this point, I noticed that certain invalid ballots were being included as valid. And apparently that's because it was, you know, this red flag issue. And it seemed that about 150 ballots had been processed already that were questionable because they may have been processed and they may have had invalid barcodes. So it seems like the rational thing to do would be to correct the problem and start over. Instead, they seem to be going on as if nothing had happened. I thought this was completely invalid. I wrote up an email describing the problems and why that process should be aborted. Subsequently, it was aborted. I really don't think it's a constructive use of time to continue, with processes that are just going to be, they're not going to be credible. They're going to be, discredited, and it's sort of a waste of my time. So I don't know what the solution is to the red flag issue, but, I assume it can be fixed. I'm just amazed at Ilya Evdokimov's willingness to help us, at virtually every step of the way to solve problems. So it's astounding to me that this would be presented as a problem that can't be solved.
Okay, at this point...
Yeah, I never said it couldn't be solved, but I said it needs to be solved before we can trust the software.
Okay, at this point, we're just about at time. So Rob had one more question than Bonnie. So can we... is there any objection to allowing them to go forward and ask their questions, and then we'll have to move on unless there's a motion to extend? Any objection? Okay, go ahead, Rob. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting I put the mute button on. Casey, am I to understand it correctly that we gave the computer with the software on it to somebody named Michael Lawler, something like that, and that he's been out of town for several weeks?
That's correct. In order to assure everybody that this election was being conducted fairly and that nobody was messing with the data, I kept the software key, and Mr. Lauer, who is representing the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, by them to represent them in the vote count, held on to the laptop itself, which had been rented by one of the members of the election work group. Now, the reason we weren't running it on the laptop supplied to me by the national office is that has the Vista operating system, which does not support Abbey Form Reader or Choice Plus Pro.
Okay, Rob, are you finished?
I think I'm pretty finished, yeah.
Bonnie?
I might be done. You could take me out of the oven. Okay, I think a couple of these are simple. But now that I heard Jack speak, and I'm just getting a little confused, Casey, is the KPFK election certified or not?
Well, it was certified in January, and that certification was upheld in a court of law. However, there was a motion passed by the PNB asking for a recount. And so if the PNB wants a recount, then I guess we have to do a recount. But basically, the judge told the plaintiff that if they did not dismiss the lawsuit, he was going to void the election and keep the old board in place. So they dismissed the lawsuit.
He did not validate the election. He was...
Well,
But he did say that if the lawsuit wasn't dismissed, that he was going to invalidate the whole thing because... He didn't understand anything about STP or this or anything, including what Dan Siegel said or what Casey said.
Okay, Jan, please ask to be recognized.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I really apologize.
That's
sorry.
That's all right. Okay. Bonnie, did you have more?
Yeah, I do. You were just talking about the problems with the software, and I'm just trying to understand it clearly, and I'm confused because... One of the problems that you just discussed, the write-in ballots needing to have a separate field for each one of those, was discovered during the very first count at KPFA, which was months ago. So are you saying that nothing has been done to rectify that, or that you haven't discovered a system in the meantime that you can use so that that isn't an insurmountable problem? I'm just puzzled. Wasn't this software tested at any time before these counts were begun?
Well, yes, it's the same software that was used in the 2006 election.
was the software tested by yourself and the people that you're working with in the 2007 election?
It was, there was a test done, I believe, by the elections work group, but the problem with my testing it is that the it doesn't run on the Vista operating system.
Jack, since he mentioned the elections work group, did you want to comment?
I'm sorry, I was trying to, in the process of switching phones so I can get on the road. What was the question?
Casey, can you repeat what you said about the elections working group?
Well, the question is whether the software had been tested, and I said that it was actually the same software that was used in the 2006 election cycle.
And
the EWG...
But it doesn't run on Vista.
No, well, if you're talking about Choice Plus Pro, yeah, I don't think it's been updated for Vista, but the solution is you use a computer with Windows XP.
Right.
Or you take your Vista laptop and back it up and reformat it and install with XP.
XP, yeah.
Bonnie, did you have more?
So because of these problems that you have discovered over the past 3 months with the software, you're standing on your suggestion that the full station listener ballots that still have to be counted should be counted by hand, because it's alarming to me, because I was present. It took 15 hours to count 150 staff ballots by hand at KPFA.
Well,
did they
do
any computer counting at KPFA?
That was not just counting. There was verification of ballots, and there was quite a bit of debate about which ballots would be allowed to be counted, because there was some controversy there. So it should not have taken that long.
So you feel that there is a possible way that you can rationally hand count thousands of ballots?
Yes, well, we did at KPFT and KPFK. The reason the KPFK election is in question is not because of the hand count. It's because one of the people who was elected was later found not to be a member. That had nothing to do with the method of the back. Cambridge, Massachusetts, to elect its city council, used hand counting for quite a few decades, and they didn't have any particular problems with it. It's not that hard to do. All you have to do is have a computer, a calculator, to keep track of the fractions.
But we were doing a hand count. We couldn't figure out that this guy. It was the write-in candidate wasn't a member?
That was never challenged until after he was declared elected.
But what I'm saying is, why was the hand-counting method preferable for not figuring out something that could have been determined by simply going to a membership list?
Well, that had nothing to do with how the count was conducted.
There's no question that that's the case. But why does that militate in favor of doing a hand count?
That has nothing to do with doing the hand count. The problem with the software, including invalid ballots.
But we don't know what the problem with the software is. Whether it's the fact that it hasn't been tested properly or it's not being operated properly. We really don't know what the problem is.
Hey, Rob, could I just...
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Bonnie, I apologize.
Yeah, please.
One thing, that was rude of me, I apologize.
I think this is going to affect something that we're talking about later on this evening and later in this committee's work. Can you, if the decision were made, if there were a great deal of support, if the decision were made to do this by computer, can you lay out any sort of chronology for us as to how it can be fixed, how long it would take to fix it, anything you have in place to be able to correct the software problems?
Well, I can confer again with Ilya. It's been a while since I've spoken with him, but I can confer with him and find out what kind of, when you're trying to fix bugs in software, I mean, when you're talking about probably thousands of lines of information, and I'm sure that this particular problem could be isolated to a small part of that, and then go through it and look for where there may be an error. I personally wouldn't know, but I'm sure that he'd be willing to do the job. I don't know what it would cost, and I don't know how long it would take. That's not my field of expertise.
Serene, please.
Okay, at this point we're at time, so if someone wants to make a motion to extend, we can do that, but otherwise...
Motion to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay, now also, let me just, before we go ahead with that, let me just point out that we did agree earlier that Rob's motion concerning mandating computer counts of votes would be taken up right immediately. So one option could be that we could just go into that, continue this conversation, but in the form of discussing his motion.
I have a point of information.
Sure, go ahead.
There's someone that's being referred to, Chris Lauer, Rob Lauer. What's the name?
Michael Lauer.
Great. Okay, and who is he, and why does he have our computer, our results on his laptop, on a laptop in his possession?
He volunteered. He was more or less nominated by one of the candidates who was the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit against Pacifica here in Los Angeles, to oversee the vote count and to help out. And I will say that he's intelligent, knowledgeable, and acted, as far as I could tell, in a nonpartisan way. We decided, or actually I decided, that it would be prudent, given the litigation that was underway at that point, to allow him to keep possession of the laptop and me of the software key that allows use of the program on the laptop, so that people wouldn't say, oh, they've been manipulating the data and blah, blah, blah. So that's why the two parts of the computer system are in separate places, so that when they get together, there will be observers and people can, we can have some transparency.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still unclear about this. So if you can afford to buy experts and buy representation and buy lawyers, you can get what you want through this election process. There's something there that doesn't quite, and it may just be the fact that I'm not a techie, and so the idea of someone having the software but not being able to do anything at all with it, not transfer it, not copy it, not change it, is something that I'm not entirely comfortable with. But then I live in the U.S. of A., so I'm a little suspicious of stuff like that. This is kind of funky. Why does this man have access to information about Pacifica voters? Pacifica voting.
He doesn't
perhaps not the people individually, but there's something that is not quite right about people being able to buy their experts access to something that the rest of the membership doesn't have.
Well,
let's hear Rob's motion, please.
Okay, so can we agree on 15 minutes to discuss Rob's motion? Any objection to that?
Well, hi, this is Yosh.
Yes, just
had one, hopefully, short question that maybe either Jack or Casey can answer. Casey, I'll address this to Jack.
Go ahead.
Casey had earlier stated that, the voided PIN numbers were not always flagged, and one way to circumvent that problem was a hand verification of ballots. And is that something that you concur with, Jack?
No. I was informed by Art Stasny just yesterday that Ilya has offered to provide us with a configuration for a hand scanner so that you could just validate all of the ballots with a hand scanner if you're not comfortable with what Form Reader is doing. But I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like you put those barcodes on the ballots, and, you know, scanning is a highly accurate method of, you know, transferring data. It's sort of crazy to turn around and scrutinize every ballot and look at tiny numbers and compare them to a list and think that you're going to, you know, have an accurate and not utterly exhausting and time-consuming result. So it just, you know, I mean, I keep thinking, why would you ride a horse and buggy around Central Park? Well, because it's picturesque, but there's no other advantage to it. It's just crazy. It's crazy not to, you know, use the barcodes with a barcode scanner. I mean, and Form Reader provides it. Not as though it isn't catching the invalid barcodes, from what I observe. It's catching them. It's just at some point, for some reason, it stopped putting up the particular red flag item, and it may be because Ilya had introduced a change in the template to accommodate a specific problem that was being had with the ballots that probably wasn't necessary. You might try going back to the earlier template and see if that fixes the problem, or it may just be a setting somewhere. I mean, without checking with Ilya to find out if he can identify the problem, I mean, why abandon the whole process? It seems, you know, really unwise.
Can I have a follow-up question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. So Ilya can produce a hand scanner which will eliminate the problem, and if we had that hand scanner in New York, then we could hand scan the barcodes at BAI and proceed with a computer count. Is that right, Jack?
If what Art says is accurate as of yesterday, it certainly would be worth pursuing. And you could get around, you know, this Form Reader with a USB key, if it's, you know, such an obstacle. That's all I can say. I mean, you know, you might want to take him up on it.
Okay. Did you have plans to
yeah.
take him up
and
on
that? I have no objection to that if that works and we make sure that each ballot that we count is valid.
Okay, so now can we go to hear Rob's motion, and that'll bring into focus all of the issues that have been discussed for the last few minutes. Okay?
Okay.
No objection. Rob, you want to read the motion and then motivate it.
Sure. This is the motivation for the motion. In the first three Pacifica delegate elections, virtually all ballot counts were performed by computer. However, in this year's 2007-08 elections, the counts at KPFT, KPFK, in the staff election at KPFK, and I believe now at WPFW, if I heard correctly, were counted by hand. The WBAI ballots are to be counted beginning March 15, and I believe the proposal from Mr. Peters is that they be counted by hand. Hand counting of ballots, particularly for Pacifica's STV or single transferable voting delegate elections, is not desirable because hand counts tend to 1. Require additional days, if not weeks, to conduct and more volunteers. 2. Feature manual barcode validation, which is more subject to human error. 3. Require extraordinarily complex calculations for duplicate votes, and duplicate votes means where voters rank more than one candidate with a 1, a 2, or a 3, and so on and so forth. And finally, make it difficult to present the results in a transparent and verifiable fashion. Generally, it is the characteristic of hand counts that they, 1, take far longer to complete, 2, expend significantly more listener dollars, 3, lead to more errors, and 4, generate challenges to the count that may in turn lead to lawsuits, wasting even more listener dollars. Alternatively, Pacifica's past experience of computerized tabulations of STP elections, 1, is more efficient of time and effort, 2, requires the universe of ballots to be scanned, which assures that there is documentation for the votes recorded for each ballot, 3, prevents the counting of duplicate and replacement ballots along with the originals when barcodes are scanned as opposed to hand verified, and 4, enables the officials conducting the tabulation to provide observers with virtually any and all data or documentation,
in response to questions and concerns. So that is the motivation. Here is the motion. There's just three sentences. One, whereas computer counts of STV elections are more efficient, less subject to error, and save listener dollars in contrast to hand counts, and whereas nearly all Pacifica delegate elections prior to 2007 were tabulated by computer, now therefore be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the National Election Supervisor to arrange that any remaining ballot counts of the current delegate elections be performed by computer. And I would be happy to change the language, be it resolved that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the National Election Supervisor to urges the executive director to instruct the National Election Supervisor.
Okay, so that's the motion. It's open now for discussion. Who would like to speak? Jane, go ahead.
Just a minor point. I think that the points that are made are applicable to large-scale elections. We've done our STV elections for, when we have 24 members voting for the directors, the hand count is very efficient, and everything I've heard is that there's no reason not to do that by hand, and it's very instructive and informative. So I think that as long as we add the words that for large-scale elections, the computer tabulations are preferred. I would like for that to be added because I think that I've been told that hand tabulation of small elections is desirable, and they've worked well for us locally, much better than the attempt at computer tabulations.
This is Yosh. Can I offer an amendment and actually point of information as well? I'm not sure what you mean by a small, sample voting or ballot.
Well, when we have 24 members of our board, and when we vote for our listener representatives to the PMB,
I'm not questioning that. What I'm questioning is, by small, do you mean 24 or 100 or 1,000?
No, I'm sorry, that I can't answer. But I will say that my understanding, our staff elections that were hand counted, there was only about 50 people who voted, and so I don't think that hand tabulating that would have been a problem.
Point of information, Jack, can you advise, what the cutoff point might be?
That's sort of tricky. The key issue, I don't want to get too technical, but the key issue is how many duplicate rankings are present. I fully agree, when we do elections, our board elects directors, we recommend hand counts. You could say something like maybe 40, it's hard to say, but when you're getting up over 100, you don't want to be counting by hand. It doesn't make any sense. So I know the question was, what's the number? I'm a little afraid to pick one out of the air. It might require some thought.
Somewhere between 40 and 100, though.
Yeah, something like that, just to give yourself a little leeway. You could say 50.
Well, let me say that we did the KPFK staff count with three people doing it. I believe there were, how many, six candidates for three seats in less than 2 hours. And we had about 125 voters.
You did 125 ballots by hand, is that correct?
Yes.
This is Jane, can I say something?
Yes.
And it's certainly more transparent than just scanning them and having the results spit out from the machine.
Personally, I would feel comfortable with ballot, anything. If it was 200 or more, I would really like to see it counted with the machine. But that's just my own personal choice. I think the point is that when you've got a whole lot of ballots, a machine count really is desirable, and I like that part of this motion. So if we had to pick, if we could just say a large-scale election and just leave it at that, then I think that the motion is fine. We're just, if there had to be a number, I think, 100 or more. That's my own thing.
Well, if I can ask a possible, if this wording might be acceptable, it seems like the main difference in size here is between listener and staff elections. So let me ask the different people who've spoken, what would you think of wording it as any remaining ballot counts of the current listener delegate elections be performed by computer? Or do any of you think that even some of the staff, well, it's really, we're just talking about BAI and if there's a recount at KPFK. So does anyone think the staff counts at either of those stations should be done by computer?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
If, in fact, we're going to check with Ilya and find out what the problem is or what the problem seems to be, then why would we even invest the time in using a hand count? Once the problem is solved for the listeners, it should also the solution
Correct.
Would also work for the staff count. So what's the problem?
Does someone want to answer
that's not a rhetorical question. I don't understand
yeah.
what the problem is.
No.
Let me say this, that as local election supervisor for KPFK in two election cycles, I did the staff count by hand and by computer to show people, number one, that the results were the same, and number two, to have the transparency, because people will understand how the system works if they physically see the ballots being transferred and the calculations being done, which is something you don't see with the computer count. And let me say that the KPFK listener count that was done by hand was verified 11 days later when the computer count became available. And I don't know how long this is going to take, but one question you really ought to think about before passing a motion is how you're going to finance this. If you're going to pay Ilya to do the corrective work on the software, and however long it takes, are you going to pay your election supervisors? Or, you know, how do you expect this to be done? We don't know how long this will take if this motion is put into place. And, you know, I can't judge how long that will take.
This is Jan. I'd like to get on the stack.
And this is Bonnie. I'd like to get on stack after Jan.
Okay.
And this is Bill. Me too.
All right. So Jan, Bonnie, and Bill. Go ahead, Jan.
The issue of the verification of the hand count and the computer count is not as straightforward as Casey just said. And in terms of the people power to do the computer count, I know that I've talked to several people on the committee that has been the volunteers who have been working on the computer count, and they all said, the ones that I've talked to, I haven't talked to all of them, but several of them have said that if they were assured that this was going to be a real count and not a demonstration count or just a pretend count, then, you know, they would go forward and just do it. So in terms of the cost, now in terms of Ilya, I don't know what that cost is, but I think that this motion has to do with both the immediate issues and the long-term issues. And I also just want to point out that the hand count is by no means accurate, that one of the people who was working on the counts pointed out that just when they separated the stacks with the hand counts, when they were working on the verifying them, that they separated the ballots by the first person who got the first choice on each one, and even within that very simple separation, that there were at least two people who were in one stack that should not have been in that stack, that were, you know, you could just visibly see that they were in the wrong stack. But so that just goes to the fact that it's not as simple doing a hand count as one would think, and it's also not as simple doing a computer count, because you do have to look at some of the ballots to see what people really intended. Okay, that's it.
Bonnie?
I agree with Serene, actually. If we are about to pass something that says that we are recommending strongly that we use computer for the larger listener elections, I don't see why we wouldn't use computer for staff. Having experienced a 13-hour count for staff for 150 ballots approximately, and not all of that was taken up in discussions and arguments about validation of various things. There were mistakes that happened when it was, as Jan was saying, just in transferring a pile of ballots from, you know, one place to 2 feet over. Sometimes people's hands slip and things get in the wrong pile. So it's just not sensible to me. If we're going to go through this so that we have good equipment and the ability to do this, my recollection of the hand count for staff at KPFA was the reason that it was hand counted was because Ilya wasn't available that day, unless I disremember this.
Okay.
Now, I made a policy at the beginning of this whole process that I would hand count the staff ballots at each station in order to show people how the process works.
Okay, Bill was next, and then I'd like to say something. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I like the basic idea of using computer count. However, I'm really concerned that there's at least two separate, totally independent problems that have been identified months ago, and we haven't gotten them fixed yet. You know, one problem was the identification of the invalid ballots, whether it's a configuration problem or software bug or whatever, so that it puts up a red flag at the right time. And the separate problem was dealing with multiple write-in candidates. Both of those, I agree, should be fixable. They should have been fixed, frankly, a long time ago.
Yes.
We have plenty of time to fix it. So what I'm going to offer is an amendment that the Election Working Group, KPFK, given the authority to get these problems fixed and the whole thing resolved. I'd like to put them in charge of it because I think they know what they're doing and they're familiar with the software, and I think they're able to make the right decisions about this.
Okay. Can you just restate that one more time?
Oh, my amendment is to put the KPFK working group in charge of fixing this problem so that a computer count could be used.
Okay. So since that involves the group, let me ask Jack, a member of that group, what do you think of that amendment?
Well, there's a problem. Art and Fred have resigned, leaving myself and Roger Zimmerman. We haven't formally dissolved what's left of the group, but I would just urge you not to pass that amendment because I don't think anything will come of it.
Okay, I withdraw it. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm next.
Well, I'm not sure if it's an amendment, but it might be an amendment.
All right, go ahead.
Jack, and who did you say remain? Roger Zimmerman?
Yes.
I don't know what your time constraints are, but that you actually work with Casey and Ilya on this to be sure that we actually have a solution before the ballot count in New York happens. I am inclined
to... Well, I have to say what that means is that Jack will do it. And
yeah.
Roger suffered a stroke about a year ago, and he's really pretty seriously disabled. It just means that I will then have that sole responsibility, and I really don't think I can take it on.
Can we ask that, would you have a chance to review whatever information is being Casey is able to get from Ilya?
Jim here,
I don't understand the question. Was that addressed to me, Serene? This is Jack.
To Jack?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm sensing is that there are at least, well, there are several views about what actually is working or will work, or what the best, when I say will work, I don't mean in terms of the technical answer to the problem, but the process by which we go about getting the technical answer to the problem. And as such, I think it might be helpful if we were to have both, at least one member of the working group that's been, you know, involved in this for so long, as well as our national election supervisor, aware of all the information then, and it sort of gets to Rob's earlier question, aware of all the information that comes from Ilya on this issue. So would you be able to review whatever information is generated?